is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, welcome to it, my friends, on a free-for-all Friday. Yeah, the enormous storm moving across Michigan spread from Chicago all the way to Alpena. It's working its way to the east and southeast. Some areas could get tremendous amounts of snow out of this system. Looks like most of it will not be in Michigan, although the corner there, Monroe County, could get quite a bit. Snowing heavily in places like Lansing right now. Also, it's rain and snow mix as you head through Ann Arbor and Detroit. And there's a line there that's creating ice, so these conditions could be very difficult. Like I said, the storm line, basically a line from Chicago north to Alpena, is kind of the way it ran northwestern lower Michigan. And the UP seemed to have, for the most part, skipped out on this big storm. But in some places, as you head toward places like Cleveland and Columbus and Cincinnati, a lot of snow down that way by the end of the day as it works its way through. But the heaviest snowfall, though, will be in northern Ohio, it looks like, and on into Ontario. So there's my weather update, Mike. Do you like it? Did I pass muster? I just want to make sure. I don't want your household panicking because I gave the weather report. At any rate. And here's the problem. I rely on these weather people. Right, so that makes me look bad, you know, garbage in, garbage out. If I said 17 inches, I didn't say right here. Donald Trump, the president, throwing the left into a tizzy. Isn't it incredible the way he makes them dance around everything he says and everything he does? Oh, it's unpresidential, it's this, it's that, it's the end of the world. He called third world hellhole nations for what they were, or what they are. I'm sorry, but Haiti and El Salvador and Honduras are not nice places to live, because if they were, we'd go there. They're not nice places to go on vacation, because if they were, we'd be going there. And the point that he's making is spot on, and he says things, trust me, you wish you could say. Well, sometimes I do, but he's not wrong about what's wrong with these countries and why do we want to bring mass immigration from third world countries when we could do a merit system and get better people here. And it has absolutely nothing to do with race. And those that throw the race card are the people that throw the race card on everything, which unfortunately delegitimizes the race card for the times that it should be used. It cheapens it. It lessens its impact. So when there really are incidents that have evidence of racism, it is, well, it's been wasted. Frankly, because they use it day in and day out. Everything's racism. Good Lord, you should have seen the hissy fit being thrown on CNN yesterday. And they'll talk about it all weekend. Meanwhile, the president will continue to get rid of regulations. People will see their paychecks getting larger. We're getting ready for a construction boom. In 2018, we're going to see a construction boom in 2018 like we haven't seen in years. Probably since George W. Bush was president, right? I mean, I was in a couple of meetings yesterday where they're talking about the fact that they don't have enough people to do the jobs. Getting ready to build this new bridge from the United States, from Michigan to Canada, right? The Gordie Howe Bridge. Going to need a lot of people. Hundreds of people getting jobs out of that. Talked to a guy last night who sells re-rod. He's excited about that project. Says, wow, can't wait till it gets rolling, because we're going to supply a tremendous amount of reroute, but we don't know that we're going to have enough employees because we spent a generation sending every kid to college, whether they should be in college or not, right? They all went to college. Each and every, so we don't have enough plumbers or pipe fitters. We don't have enough electricians and carpenters. We don't have enough guys that work in heavy equipment and concrete. We have a shortage in these areas. And so what's happening is, make no mistake, with this construction boom, and whether it's in downtown Detroit or downtown Grand Rapids or wherever the construction is going on, premium prices are being charged. Supply and demand, the very basic notion of economics. A lot of pressure, a lot of demand, and not enough supply of the people to get the jobs done. So those people are in high demand, and therefore they're demanding higher money, bigger money to do the project. These big construction companies, be a big year for them. Keep an eye on them. Boom times, at least for a while. You got to make hay when the sun shines, and right now the sun is shining. Despite all the snow and ice, trust me, the sun is shining, and it's because of this president. Don't get caught up in the whole of this is Barack Obama's economy. Barack Obama, his best quarter was not equal to the worst quarter of any previous president when it comes to economic growth. Now you think about that. His best quarter, not equal to the worst quarter of any previous president in modern times. That's just the way it is. Free for all Friday. If you'd like to join the conversation, 888-900-9966. I encourage you to get on board. Share your thoughts. Tell me what you think about the construction boom, the reduction in regulations, the cut in taxes for corporations and for small companies. And I looked into this because I had to call my accountant yesterday because I don't know how it all plays out. Is it best to be an S corp? Is it best to be an LLC, partnership, sole proprietorship? Still trying to figure all of that out. Let's go to the Common Sense Hotline. Steve checking in from Holt, listening to WJIM in Lansing. Steve, what's on your mind?
Hey, just a couple of observations about the construction boom. I do have some rental properties in Lansing and had to get carpet for one of them a couple of days ago. And my carpet installer said that the price of carpet pad has gone up 30% this year.
Gee, wonder why that is.
Well, shortage of material.
Yeah.
You know, it's the competition in the marketplace because of the construction boom. And that shouldn't surprise us. I mean, it's a good thing. It's disappointing to me to have to pay more than I paid last year for the same product.
But hopefully you're doing more work.
Well, absolutely. I mean, I'm investing. But then the other observation, and this is not a stock recommendation, but in case you haven't happened to see it, there was one day in October or November where the stock price of Sherwin-Williams stock went up $16 a share in one day.
Yeah. Sherwin-Williams, you know why? Yeah. This is a shameless plug for Sherwin-Williams. That's the best paint you can buy. And no, they're not a sponsor. I got to run, Stevie. I got to leave it there. Back in a moment on Free for All Friday.